Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with us. Today we're going super small to explore a big discovery in biotechnology. It has to do with cholesterol.
It's definitely got scientists talking, that's for sure.
Our source material today is a hot-off-the-press research article. It's called Innovative Peptide-Based Plasmonic Optical Biosensor for the Determination of Cholesterol.
Oh.
And yeah, it's a mouthful. But it just came out in the journal Biosensors, and it's got all the juicy details on this new tech officer. I'm channeling my inner science journalist today to break it all down.
Yeah.
And to help me out, we have a biotechnology pro with us.
Happy to be here. I'm always up for diving into these kinds of advancements.
Before we get lost in the biosensor itself, let's do a quick cholesterol 101. I know it's often seen as the bad guy, but it's not all villain, right?
Not at all. Cholesterol is essential for our bodies to work properly. It's a vital part of every cell membrane, that protective layer around each cell. Plus, it's needed to make key hormones like estrogen and testosterone.
The article also points out that it's crucial for brain myelin, which is that protective coating around our nerve cells.
Right. And that's one reason neuroscientists are so interested in this new biosensor. But as with many things, it's about balance. Both high and low cholesterol can cause problems.
Right. It's not just about lowering it at all costs. Measuring something as tiny as a cholesterol molecule must be pretty tough, though.
You're telling me. Traditional methods, especially those using antibodies, often struggle with small molecules. It's like trying to use a giant wrench to fix a tiny watch part.
So how does this new biosensor get around that? What makes it so different?
Well, first off, it's amazingly sensitive. It can pick up even the tiniest amounts of free cholesterol. The researchers say it can detect levels as low as 21.95 nm.
For those of us who aren't scientists, how impressive is that? What does that sensitivity mean practically?
Imagine searching for a single grain of sand on a massive beach. That's the kind of precision we're talking about. On top of that, it's super specific. This biosensor uses a special peptide called C-pept. It's like a molecular magnet, attracting and binding only to cholesterol molecules.
So it's like the C-pept has a VIP pass only for cholesterol and nothing else gets in.
Perfect analogy. And the researchers proved this specificity with some really thorough control experiments, which we'll get into later. Another big plus is speed. It's a one-step process, way faster than a lot of cholesterol tests out there that require multiple steps and take forever.
Okay, I see why everyone's buzzing about this. But I'll admit, the science sounds a bit complicated. Can you explain how this biosensor actually works in a way that even I, someone who hasn't cracked open a chemistry book in years, can get?
Of course. Let's simplify it with an analogy. Imagine the biosensor is like a high-tech game of musical chairs.
Okay, now you've got me curious. Tell me more.
First, you have a silicon surface. This is like the floor where we set up our game. Attached to this surface are special molecules called C-pept. Think of these as the chairs in our game. They're designed to grab onto cholesterol.
So the C-pept is just waiting for the cholesterol to come along and sit down.
Exactly. Now we bring in these tiny gold nanoparticles. These act like tiny beacons. They're attached to cholesterol molecules. When they bind to something, they scatter light, which tells us they've found a seat.
Got it. So we've got our chairs, C-pept players, cholesterol, and beacons, gold nanoparticles, ready for a molecular game of musical chairs.
You got it. Now for the fun part. We introduce a sample like a drop of blood which might have free cholesterol. The free cholesterol in the sample and the cholesterol already attached to the gold nanoparticles all compete to bind to those C-pept chairs on the surface.
So it's a race to see who gets a seat first.
Precisely. Now here's where things get really advanced. We use this special instrument called an AVAX-C platform. Imagine it's a super microscope that can not only see those gold nanoparticles, but also count how many are bound to the C-pept, telling us how much free cholesterol is in the sample.
So the fewer gold nanoparticles bound, the more free cholesterol there was to start with. That's a pretty smart way to measure cholesterol indirectly.
It is. This whole setup with the light scattering and the specialized gold nanoparticles allows for some incredibly accurate measurements.
This is all very impressive. But how does this translate to actual healthcare? How could this change things for people?
The possibilities are huge. Imagine diagnosing problems related to cholesterol way earlier than we can now. This could mean personalized treatment plans based on precise free cholesterol levels, not just the total cholesterol that's usually measured.
So it's about getting a much more detailed picture of what's going on instead of just a general overview.
Exactly. Maybe the most exciting part is the potential for testing at home. Since it's so simple and fast, it could mean people can keep tabs on their cholesterol easily right at home.
That would be a game changer for so many people. It would put them more in control of their health and maybe lead to catching problems earlier and preventing serious stuff.
For sure. But this goes beyond just cholesterol. It opens doors for making similar sensors to detect other tiny molecules that are hard to measure. Think hormones, vitamins, even specific markers for different diseases.
It sounds like we're just scratching the surface.
We are. This shows the incredible power of biotechnology to tackle complex issues and maybe even totally change healthcare as we know it.
This has been a fascinating first look at this breakthrough. Now, I have to ask, how do we know it's really the C-PEPT doing the work and not something else messing with the results?
That's a great question, and the researchers were already thinking about that. Remember how we said the C-PEPT is like a molecular magnet for cholesterol?
Yes, that analogy really helped me picture it.
Well, to test if it was really specific, they did experiments using a modified peptide that doesn't bind to cholesterol. It's like a magnet that's lost its power.
So they took away the key ingredient to see if the system still worked.
Exactly. And they also ran the test without any peptide at all. Both times, the signal was way weaker, which proves that the C-PEPT is the crucial part that makes the sensor accurate.
Sounds like they went above and beyond to make sure this tech is reliable.
Absolutely. Rigorous testing is the foundation of good science. It's not just about knowing if something works, but also why and how it works.
They've definitely made a strong case for this new biosensor. It seems like we're on the edge of a whole new era in how we monitor cholesterol, with huge implications for healthcare and beyond. But there's still so much more to uncover, right?
Definitely. We've only just begun to explore this amazing technology. In the next part of our deep dive, we'll go deeper into how this biosensor works and explore its design and how it's so sensitive and specific. We'll also look at some potential challenges in getting this out to the public.
Looking forward to it. We'll be back soon with part two of our deep dive into this revolutionary cholesterol biosensor. Until then, keep those brains buzzing.
Welcome back to our deep dive on this incredible new cholesterol biosensor.
We've been exploring this game-changing technology, and I'm already blown away by all the thought that went into designing it.
It's pretty amazing when you think about the big picture. This is a prime example of how progress in one area of science can have a ripple effect across so many others.
It's like that saying, a butterfly flaps its wings in Brazil and sets off a tornado in Texas. Except here, it's a tiny peptide creating a healthcare hurricane.
Exactly. Being able to measure free cholesterol quickly and accurately could unlock breakthroughs in so many areas. Diagnostics, treatment, preventative care for all sorts of conditions.
Makes you appreciate how interconnected science is and how even small discoveries can have huge effects.
Absolutely. Speaking of small discoveries, let's go back to something we mentioned before, that silicon surface that makes up the base of the biosensor.
Ah, yes. The foundation of our molecular musical chairs game. What makes silicon so special for this?
Well, silicon has this cool property. It's what's called a dielectric material.
Dielectric. Refresh my memory on what that means again.
Think of it as a gatekeeper. A dielectric material acts as an insulator, so it doesn't conduct electricity very well. In this biosensor, that's really important because it helps make the device more sensitive and stable.
Like choosing the right insulation for your house. You wouldn't want heat escaping in winter or cold air leaking in during summer.
Precisely. Silicon also provides a great platform for something called functionalization. Basically, we can easily attach other parts of the biosensor to it, like those C-PEPT hooks and gold nanoparticles we talked about.
It sounds like silicon sets the perfect stage for this molecular dance to happen.
Exactly. It lets us arrange all the components just right, so the biosensor works as efficiently as possible. Now, remember those PEG linkers we talked about? I want to explain their role a bit more.
Yes, those PEG linkers.
Yeah.
They sounded pretty important. But I'm still not totally clear on what they do.
Those PEG linkers, or polyethylene glycol if we're being fancy, they act as spacers between the silicon surface and the C-PEPT. Remember how we talked about the C-PEPT needing to be in the right position and shape to grab the cholesterol?
Yes, like those C-PEPT hooks need to swing freely to catch the cholesterol molecules.
Exactly. The PEG linkers give the C-PEPT the space it needs to move and interact with those cholesterol molecules. They're like tiny scaffolding, making sure everything's lined up properly.
So they're like the behind-the-scenes crew, setting up the stage and giving the actors enough space to perform.
Perfect analogy. And here's another crucial thing they do. The PEG linkers help reduce what's called non-specific binding. That means they prevent other molecules from getting in the way and messing up the sensor's accuracy.
Like bouncers at a club only letting the VIPs in this case, the cholesterol molecule.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that by using different lengths of PEG linkers, the researchers could fine-tune how sensitive and specific the biosensor is. It's like they're adjusting the height requirements for those bouncers to make sure only the right molecules get through.
Wow. So much thought and precision went into this whole thing. It's really impressive.
It is. And that attention to detail is what makes this research so exciting. They didn't just stumble onto a solution. They carefully optimized every part of the biosensor to get the best possible results.
That kind of scientific rigor definitely gives me confidence in their findings.
I agree. Now, I know you're still curious about that AVAC technology and how it actually measures those gold nanoparticles. Ready to dig a little deeper into that?
Absolutely. I'm still a bit fuzzy on how it all works. It sounds like something out of a science fiction movie.
It's pretty high tech, for sure. Remember those gold nanoparticles? They act like tiny beacons scattering light when they bind to the CPEPT. Well, the AVAXI platform uses a technique called dark field microscopy to detect this scattered light.
So it's like shining a spotlight on those tiny beacons in a dark room. Makes sense.
Exactly. But here's where it gets really sophisticated. The AVAXI platform doesn't just detect the light. It analyzes the color and brightness of that scattered light.
It can tell the difference between different shades of light. How is that even possible?
That's the beauty of this technology. The platform uses this clever algorithm to differentiate between single nanoparticles, dimers, two nanoparticles stuck together, trimers, three nanoparticles, and even clusters of them all based on the color and brightness of the light they scatter.
Wow, it's like a high-tech sorting machine, separating the gold nanoparticles based on their size and how they're arranged.
Precisely. And by only counting the individual nanoparticles, the platform can accurately figure out how many CPEP molecules have bound to cholesterol, which directly tells us the amount of free cholesterol in the sample.
So the fewer individual nanoparticles they see, the more free cholesterol there was in the sample to begin with. It's like a game of hide and seek, where the free cholesterol is hiding those individual nanoparticles from the AVAC platform.
That's a great way to think about it. This method of indirectly measuring cholesterol by looking at the light scattering and counting nanoparticles is incredibly precise.
I'm really starting to appreciate the elegance and complexity of all this. It's like watching a perfectly choreographed dance happening at the molecular level.
It really is. And this dance is just getting started. Imagine the possibilities if we can adapt this technology to measure other small molecules, things like hormones, vitamins, or even specific markers for different diseases.
That would open up a whole new world for diagnostics and personalized medicine.
Exactly. We could be looking at a total shift in how we approach healthcare. And the fact that this research was published in such a well-respected journal shows how important it is.
It's clear that this technology has the attention of the scientific world. And for good reason. It's cutting-edge research with huge potential.
Absolutely. Now, as we head towards the final part of our deep dive, I want to shift gears a bit and look beyond the technical stuff, ready to explore the bigger picture of what this research means.
Definitely. I'm excited to see where this conversation goes next. Let's do it. And we're back for the final part of our deep dive. It's been quite a journey exploring this new cholesterol biosensor.
It really has. From cholesterol basics to gold nanoparticles and light scattering, we've covered a lot of ground.
Now it's time to zoom out and look at the bigger picture. What could this tech mean for the future of healthcare?
That's the million-dollar question, right? This biosensor, with its ability to measure free cholesterol so quickly and accurately, could be a game-changer for a lot of people.
I can already see how it could change those routine cholesterol checks. No more fasting overnight and trips to the lab. Imagine just using a device at home and getting your results in minutes.
Right. It would make monitoring cholesterol so much easier and more convenient. And that could lead to catching potential problems earlier, which is key for prevention and treatment.
Early detection is so important. But this goes even further. We talked about personalized medicine and how this biosensor could help tailor treatment plans based on a person's unique cholesterol profile.
Absolutely. Imagine someone with early signs of heart disease. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, their doctor could use this biosensor to figure out the best course of action based on their free cholesterol levels. It could help decide if strong medication is needed or if lifestyle changes are enough.
It's like the difference between using a regular map and having a GPS that gives you turn-by-turn directions based on live traffic updates.
Exactly. Just like a GPS helps you avoid traffic jams, personalized medicine aims to prevent complications and improve outcomes by tailoring treatment to each person's needs.
This biosensor could also be a huge help to researchers studying the role of cholesterol in all kinds of diseases.
For sure. With more precise and accessible data on free cholesterol, scientists can gain a much deeper understanding of how cholesterol is involved in things like heart disease, Alzheimer's, even certain types of cancer.
like having a new lens to look at these complex diseases. And with a clearer picture, we can start developing more targeted and effective treatments.
And remember how the article mentioned adapting this tech to detect other small molecules? That's something I'm really excited about.
The possibilities are mind-blowing. Imagine measuring levels of hormones, vitamins, even specific markers for different diseases, right in your doctor's office or even at home.
It could revolutionize diagnostics and lead to a whole new generation of biosensors. It's a thrilling time to be working in biotechnology.
It really feels like we're on the verge of a major shift in healthcare.
I agree. And this breakthrough really highlights the power of scientific curiosity and collaboration. It's researchers pushing boundaries, asking new questions, and working hard to find solutions that make a real difference for people.
Well said. This deep dive has been a fascinating look, not just at a remarkable new technology, but also at the impact of scientific innovation as a whole.
And as we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a sense of optimism and wonder. The future of healthcare is bright. With continued advances in biotechnology, we can look forward to a world with earlier disease detection, more personalized treatments, and people having more control over their own health.
That's a vision worth striving for. And we at The Deep Dive will continue to explore these groundbreaking discoveries with you. Thanks for joining us.